This podcast is brought to you by SMC. MoneyWise, be wise.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
As expected, the local equity markets have responded positively to the stimulus measures announced by the finance minister. Welcome to the evening walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. I'm Sheetal, and here are the details.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
So the Indian equity market logged its biggest single-day gain in 3 months, with investors embarking on a buying spree today, propelled by market-friendly announcements made by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman. From the withdrawal of the tax surcharge to the revision in rules for the auto sector, the government last week announced a slew of measures to give a fillip to the investor sentiment and also boost the economy. These steps were widely seen in a positive light by most brokerages and analysts. The sign of an ebb in the US-China trade war also offered relief to participants. The United States and China sought to ease trade war tensions today, with Beijing calling for calm and US President Donald Trump predicting a deal after markets fell in response to new tariffs from both countries, according to a Reuters report. In summary, the 30-share Sensex closed with a robust gain of 793 points, that's 2.16% up, at 37,494, with 22 stocks ending in the green. The Nifty closed 229 points higher, that's 2.1% higher, at 11,057 for the day. Among the 50 stocks in Nifty, 37 logged gains. Bank and NBFC heavyweights, including the HDFC Twins, Bajaj Finance, Yes Bank, ICICI Bank, State Bank of India, Axis Bank and Kotak Mahindra Bank, logged healthy gains, underpinning the market benchmarks. But metal and auto stocks, including Tata Steel, Hero Motor Corp, Vedanta, Tata Motors, Maruti Suzuki and Bajaj Auto, ended the day as losers on the Sensex. Barring BSE Metal, all the sectoral indices on the Bombay Stock Exchange ended in the green, with finance ending 3.86% higher, realty gaining 3.6% and the banking index gaining 3.57%. The BSE Mid-Cap and Small-Cap indices settled 1.57% and 1.65% higher, underperforming the benchmark Sensex. The rally in equities lifted the cumulative market capitalization of the Bombay Stock Exchange listed firms to 1,40,000 crore rupees from 1,37 odd on the previous session, making investors richer by 2.41 lakh crores in a single day. In the top headlines of the day, the Supreme Court has refused to entertain P. Chidambaram's plea against dismissal of anticipatory bail. Trump says China talks are coming and Beijing calls for trade war resolution, according to Reuters. The G7 summit sees its final day and Trump signals easing of tensions over China and Iran. Nomura upgrades India to overweight. BNP sees the Sensex at 40,500 by December. Let's move on to take a look at the stocks that made the headlines today. Shares of most housing finance companies gained after the finance minister announced additional liquidity support to HFCs of 20,000 crore rupees by NHB, thereby increasing it to 30,000 crores to support non-banking financial companies and housing finance companies. Shares of DHFL gained 12.02% today. GIC Housing Finance was up 7.52%. HDFC gained 5.24%. Reliance Home Finance was up 4.8%. Indiabulls Housing Finance gained 4.35%. And Canfin Homes gained a little over 2%. Those were the top gainers in the sector. Shares of Capacite Infra Projects rose 8.08% to 191.30 rupees after the company said that no irregularities were found during the IT search operation. The Income Tax Department conducted a search at the premises of the company under Section 132 of the Income Tax Act 1961, which concluded on the 25th of August, that's yesterday. Shares of NCL Industries rose 4.94% to close at 110.40 rupees as the company signed an agreement with Chinese firm Qingdao Jingguanzheng Steel Structure Company, pre-engineered steel structure in India. Shares of Unichem Laboratories declined 0.9% to 171.10 rupees after the company received one observation from the US FDA. Shares of Tamil Nadu Newsprint and Papers rallied 5.81% today to close at 190.40 rupees after HDFC Mutual Fund increased its stake in the company by 2.5% last week. And finally, a look at the global markets and how things went on there. Asian markets sank on account of the latest salvos shot by US and China in their trade war. And this is what shook confidence in the world economy and sent investors steaming to the safe harbor of sovereign bonds and gold. The Shanghai Composite was down 1.17%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng dropped about 2%. The Shenzhen component slipped about 0.98%. Nikkei in Japan closed 2.1% lower. The Topix index declined 1.6%. South Korea's Kospi ended the day 1.6% lower. And Australia's ASX 200 finished the day 1.27% lower as well. At the time of bringing you this update, European stocks seem to be trading mixed. Now for the technical view on what happened in the markets. Nifty witnessed a sharp comeback today and closed the day with robust gains, as we had pointed out earlier, forming a positive candle with a long lower shadow. According to Nagraj Shetty, senior technical and derivative analyst at HDFC Securities, this pattern indicates an emergence of a sharp upside bounce from the lows with high volatility. Today's candle pattern seems to be a confirmation of a near-term bottom reversal in Nifty at the 10,637 levels of August 23rd, unquote. The short-term trend of Nifty is positive and the market is now likely to head towards the key overhead resistance of 11,150 in the next few sessions. Now, according to our expert, this hurdle is going to be crucial and a decisive move above this level could lead Nifty towards the next upside levels of 11,450 to 500 in the near term. And that's all from us on the evening walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. Have a great evening.
And finally, a word on our subscription product. Money Control Pro offers curated market data, stock analysis, and trading recommendations. You can now subscribe to Money Control Pro for just 289 rupees for a year as part of our independence offer. Use the code FREEDOM, FREEDOM. The offer is valid until the 31st of August for Android and desktop users. You can log on to moneycontrol.com to subscribe.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.